Blog Talk Radio. To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, March 28th, 2015, and we're coming to you live from New York City. My name is Zara Green. I'm your host. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in because we've got a really serious topic we've got to address today. So come on in and tell the people hello, Alfred.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everyone. And right at the top, we want to give love and affection and appreciation to April Franks Hunt, and also known as Women Recharge, those of you who follow her on social media, and the Fab New You Army, who really took care of us last week at Oklahoma City. We had an amazing time. I keynoted the Men Who Lead session. We moderated a panel on relationships. We gave a really powerful presentation ourselves from the Grown Zone. Those of you who will follow us around the country will get to see it for yourself soon.
Yes.
But it was amazing. And then we had our first live book signing for our new book, Loving in the Grown Zone.
And we sold out!
Sold out at the Barnes & Noble, the 6100 North May, and Oklahoma City. Thank you guys. You guys were really tremendous in support and creating a nice space for us to greet the readers and fans of the Grown Zone. We sold out in 90 minutes.
Yes, we did.
So we had to
send everybody else's. Had to do what they call a boilerplate autograph.
Autograph. And then,
but y'all, we got a real serious subject, baby.
Yes.
Can we just
absolutely
dive in? This subject today, y'all. Whew, I have to take a deep breath before we get into it. We've titled it Grown Zone for the Defense, Love Never Kills. And for many of you, that might sound extreme when we say love never kills. But the reality is there is a channel that is completely devoted to deaths because of what people consider love. It start off that it's all romantic and they all start off in love and everything is going right in the beginning. How many of y'all know that usually it goes right in the beginning?
It always goes right
just
in the beginning.
Just because you have relationships where you meet somebody and say, no, not never. And then you meet somebody and there's a click. That click is just about chemistry. It is not about reality and whether or not that thing is going to work. But too many of y'all are floating on that click of chemistry, and you end up at the end in a coffin.
Yes.
And that's the reality, okay? Now, let me give you just a couple of reality checks for those of you who might be saying, no, that won't be my reality. First of all, you know of somebody who is either in a domestic violence situation or of somebody, even if you don't know them personally, who have been killed as a result of domestic violence. Let me give you two situations just over the past week. And statistics are going through the roof on domestic violence. It's not getting any better. It's going through the roof. One of my friends, whom I've come to really love and adore, Tierra Destiny Reed, had on her page a couple days ago, another angel taken. And the headline from that online read something like, man kills woman and then himself on her job at the grocery store or something like that. He goes to the meat department and kills this woman, then kills himself. And all of that people want to call love. It does not happen in a vacuum. This does not happen that people just wake up one day and say, okay, I'm just going to go and kill her. No, I'm going to go and kill him, because there's a show called Snapped where it's usually the women who are killing. And it's not, again, it didn't happen in a vacuum. So you guys got to get to the point the way you recognize the signs so that you can get to the point that you are doing better. Had another situation while we were in Oklahoma City. I go run down to just grab some quick breakfast before we go on stage. And the young woman who's serving me, I'm looking at her. She's absolutely gorgeous, but I can see her. I can see something going on with her, and I can't help it. When I see it, I just ask. I said, baby, you okay? What's going on with you? Tell me about you. And if somebody's doing whatever job they're doing, I say, are you happy here? Is this what you want to be doing? So that opens up a conversation. And people tell me their lives, and I take that very seriously. When people just start to open up and talk to me about who they are, then I feel it. I feel compelled to give them what I've got to put them in a better space. Long story short, that woman opened up to me, pulled down her shirt and showed me, because I said, is there any abuse in this, in this situation? She pulled down her shirt and showed me the scars. She told me at that point that her car, she'd already loaded up her car except for a few items so that he wouldn't know that she was planning on leaving.
Escaping,
because that's what what it was. Well, I looked at that woman and said to her, you don't wait to escape. You have got to leave that man now so that you don't end up leaving that place in a body bag. So you leave, and I gave her some tools, told her what to do. There are always places that you can call to get help. Well, the next day I went in that restaurant, and that young woman said to me, I left. I went back there. I got in my car, and I didn't look back. I pulled away. I left. And when I leave here, I'm headed to another state today. You can always find another menial job. Do you hear me?
Yes.
All right, now, baby, I think we need to go ahead on
it. So all of that became the context, and this is not the first time we've addressed this topic on the show, because so much of murder, abuse, violence, neglect, so many horrible things are blamed on love.
Mm.
You know, I say this all the time, love is the most falsely accused virtue there is, because so much unloving behavior and conduct is justified, rationalized, and explained because of love. And domestic violence and murder and suicide as a result of domestic violence probably tops the list.
Yeah.
And that's what triggered this whole thing with our friend Tierra, you know, that the conversation around it was, oh, you know, people say, oh, they loved each other too much, or he loved her too much, or she loved them too much to leave. And we're saying loving has nothing to do with any of that.
None of it.
The problem was you had two people who had deficits of love. It's a lack of self-love that enables and creates these very toxic and often, too often, deadly situations.
Yes.
And we say all the time, everybody knows who follows Grown Zone or has read Loving in the Grown Zone, has gone to grownadvice.com, and joined our private Facebook group, knows that we are changing the conversation in defense of healthy love.
What we're doing, y'all, because here's what we recognize. We recognize that people end up and stay in situations like that. First of all, women stay in abusive situations, and yes, men are abused as well.
Yes.
So this is, you know, when we talk about gender here, then we are not leaning one side to the other. It happens. Everything happens on both ends, okay? But in this situation, most of the time it's the women.
Especially when it leads to murder.
When it leads to murder.
Yeah.
It's women who are being killed. And what we are saying is we understand that you stay because you don't know what love is. We understand that you may be staying because of what you've seen in your own life and what your parents have done or what your mother has put up with. And it looks like, look at all of this that you have to put up with love. So many people, met another young woman over this weekend who said that she doesn't want anything to do with men. I'm done. I don't want no relationships. I'm done. I'm love. There's no such thing. And I just kind of had to grab her by the chin and say, sweetheart, yes, you do. You want love. You want to be loved. It's a natural thing. The problem is your experiences with love have taught you that all it brings is pain.
Yes.
And we're telling you that it's because of your understanding of love that you continue to attract the same kind of thing
that's being called
love. Okay? So, baby, I think we need to dive on in this. We need to start teaching.
Yes, baby.
Because perspective is everything. And your perspective has everything to do with your understanding or lack of understanding. So we're going to give you just a little bit of information, y'all, because the results to all of this stuff not only can be fatal, it has been fatal.
It is. Self-love
fatal.
Deficits are fatal. This is not just, it's not just about hurt feelings and loneliness and broken hearts and, oh, I wish I had someone in my life. No, people die and are killed every day because of this false perception of what love is and this ongoing deficit of self-love that people are trying to use other people to fill.
That's right. And here's another point that I have to hit, because people believe that they keep going back to situations like this, keep circling back to situations like this because of love, because they love the person, or because you want to, you think that you have to be forgiving, because it has been good at some point, because the person has some good qualities, and you think, and we keep telling you this, that somehow your showing up is going to love them into becoming a better person.
The last thing a drug abuser needs is more access to drugs. The last thing a person who abuses you needs is more access to you.
Ooh.
So you need to pull that idea out of your head that somehow you're going to love this person into treating you differently when they have a problem that your love can't cure. The only thing that can happen is you can become consumed and killed by it.
And what you think you're in love with, you just don't know what love is, because there's no way that if you were coming from a self-loving place, honey, if you did not have self-love deficits, there's no way that you would put up with any kind of abuse. There's no way that you wouldn't establish boundaries. There's no way that you would allow yourself to be put back in a situation that hurt you at any point. The only person who does that is one who does not have enough self-love. You've got voids, baby. You've got voids. And we're telling you that we are here to help you with those voids. We're first of all here to point out to you that you are not staying in that thing for that person, or your fear of being with that person, it is your fear of being without them and what life is going to be like beyond that. And we're telling you that there can be a beautiful life beyond that. Come on, baby, I want to teach. Go ahead.
All I want to say, Zara's point is, self-love begins with your own sense of worthiness. And too often when you keep letting that person back in, they circle back, oh, baby, and you let them back in and you say, well, I got to give them another chance. You say you can't do better. But what you really mean is you don't really believe in your heart you're worthy of better.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And the abuser knows this and takes advantage of this. You ain't going to never do no better than me. Nobody else ain't going to want you. And they're feeding the void of self-love that you already have for yourself. So the cure starts with you saying, I am worthy of better, so that I can have enough self-love to set the boundaries that Zara's talking about and to accept what love is, which is not painful and stressful and deadly. Love is peaceful and joyful and life-affirming. But you have to believe you deserve that, and that's why self-love is critical to your foundation of personal growth.
That's right. So we're huge, y'all, on and our focus is about preventative. We want to get people before they end up in relationships like this. Unfortunately, that's not how it always works. So we'd like to do the preventative. So if you're in between, you know, in between relationships and you've been in abusive relationships, get this foundation down tight before you open yourself up to another, because you are a magnet and you will attract onto yourself the same kind of person because you have not filled those voids, okay? So that the first point is that being in situations like that has nothing to do with love, okay? You can't live without the person. The person saying that they can't live without you, you know, putting you in space, isolating you, controlling you. That is, none of that is about love. And you're thinking that you want to go back to them because you remember the good times, and you think that if you just stick with them, y'all, too many of you confuse love with therapy. You think that you're staying in that space, you're helping them through. That is not your responsibility. Not only that, you are not equipped.
Or trained.
Or trained. That's right. Not your space. Get out of that, okay? Does it make the person a bad person? What they're doing is bad. Beating or abusing in any way, and abuse is not just being struck. Because it doesn't start off like that usually.
It's mental. It's emotional. It's verbal. It's financial. It's all of those areas that create opportunities for a person to control you, restrict you, punish you. That's abuse.
Yes.
And
yes.
It escalates over time. It doesn't decrease over time. It escalates over time.
And some of you don't even know. When he says... Babe, what was the last thing? Punish you. Some of you don't even realize when you're being punished. But when somebody, you're being punished if somebody shuts down on you. If you're trying to have conversations and they just shut down. That's punishment.
Absolutely.
That's punishment. You don't understand. You're being punished when they withhold anything from you. All right, that's a whole nother.
I want to drop a bomb though.
Okay.
Many of you accept punishment willingly because you've been taught either by your family or by your church that God is about punishment, that love is about punishment, and therefore you have to prove worthy of love. We tell you every week, you're worthy of love because you exist, but many of us have come up in environments where every Sunday and every day someone's told us, you have to be worthy of love, and if you're not worthy, you deserve to be punishment, and that punishment is an act of love.
Yes, indeed. Okay, that's so deep, baby. We're halfway through the show. We got to keep going, but we're coming around to teach this. We're gonna keep pouncing this until y'all get it, because this with the stuff you call in love is not love. Let's deal with this, baby. There is unfortunately a possession consciousness when it comes to love. When it comes to love, there are folk who have romanticized it, this ownership thing, you know, you belong to me, my man, my woman. Listen, you own things. You don't own people. And
yes.
When somebody is trying to own you, that's a problem.
Absolutely. We've all been exposed to it. It's like a corrupting pollution in our environment that says love gives you the right of ownership or control of another person, that you own them.
Hmm.
It's unhealthy, y'all.
It's
totally unhealthy, but it lays the foundation. And we actually devote a whole chapter of our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, to this whole idea of possession consciousness. It's an unhealthy foundation for any relationship for one person to feel owned by another or for another person to feel that they own another.
Hmm.
But it always starts out innocently. It always starts out, it feels so good. Oh, I belong to you, baby. You belong to me. I'm yours. You're mine. But it's always a foundation for a very unhealthy pattern of thinking and behaviors that too often lead to somebody going to somebody's job and killing them and killing themselves.
Oh,
and killing all the kids, too,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, and it can, y'all, I'm telling you, I can't think of a situation where it's not preventable. And much of it is in the beginning. If you have
yes.
the right mindset going in, if you understand what love is going in, if you understand what it is to be self-loving going in, if you are operating in self-love going in, then you will never find yourself in this space. It does not mean that somebody might not show you that they've got a possession consciousness, but it's your job when you start to see those flags, those red flags, to get out. I have been there where in the beginning it didn't look like that, but the first sign I saw, I did a, oop, wait, duly noted, Now let me stay on high alert to see if I see any of this possession consciousness again.
Yes.
Is this brother going to tell me again that he doesn't want me to wear that when that is how he met me? Now, I don't care if you're a stripper on the god doggone pole. If he met you wearing a little bit of nothing, but then after that decide he wants to change you, that's possession
and
consciousness.
Yeah.
All of those things has to come from you. If you're going to change how you are, how you live, how you roll, that has to come from you. Otherwise, they have decided you are their possession. Okay, when we come back, we're going to take a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to deal with the abuser versus the victim. And I need y'all to understand something. Victims are often voluntary victims. All right, we'll be right back. I know that's a big bomb for some of y'all. Y'all like, what? What?
One of the things we talk about all the time on this show is how much of the music and movies that we hear romanticize very unhealthy thoughts about love and beliefs about love. And this topic is a great one because this idea of you belong to me, which sounds so romantic in the beginning but leads to so much death and destruction in relationships. So this song is a great classic example of that. Another one of my songs, I often say this is one of my favorite songs, but then when you listen to it, you realize that it has some very unsavory prospects for people who are unhealthy in their approach to relationships.
And music, it plays such a huge role in what you allow. So pay attention to this. It's Mariah Carey. The song is Without You. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
that's such a heart-rending emotional song. And, you know, again, it's that sweeping arrangement. And, of course, Mariah Carey soaring, multi-octave voice. But this, here's the sad truth. That's the kind of song that some dude sitting in the house with a gun listens to over and over and over again before he goes and hops in his car and drives down to his woman's job.
When you say, that's it, I'm going.
Yep, and then and kills her and kills, I can't live. I can't live without you. I can't give anymore. What's the point? Boom. We're not trying to blame that particular song or that particular artist. We're talking about the overall falsehoods and lies that we tell about what love is, what that kind of obsessiveness, addiction, craving, you know, which
crazy
is,
love.
Crazy love. That's not really love. It's a it's a deficit of self-love,
yes,
that's not being dealt with.
Yes. So what I want to do right quick, baby, is I want to address the victim.
Okay.
Because I know that this is there's no other way to do this. I got 30 minutes to just let you know that you don't ever have to be a victim of any kind. Now you don't have no control necessarily of somebody who's running down the street and decide they want to take your purse. If your car is parked and they want to take something else. I mean, overarchingly, yeah, there might be some attraction with all that too, but we ain't going to go that deep. But you have all kinds of control over whether or not you allow somebody to treat you in any particular way. And what you need to recognize is, I'm telling you, that if that is happening in your world, you've not established some boundaries, and if it's happened more than once, then you said after the first time, it's okay because you didn't leave. I don't care how much you protest. I don't care. None of that. If you don't remove yourself from it, then you have surrendered ownership of yourself and said, in order to tell them, well, I hope that you'll stop doing this to me. You said the last time you'd never do this to me again. You've surrendered ownership of yourself. You own you. That means you don't sit in the space of somebody who is going to violate you or treat you wrong or any of those things. And I'm telling you, the red flags were there before the abuse came.
Yes.
And so you have to learn what love is. You have to fill those cracks of your foundation of self-love so that you do not give over yourself to somebody. You know, there's a difference in giving yourself on to somebody who respects, appreciates you, who honors you, who loves you, who adores you, and giving yourself on to and giving yourself over to are two entirely different things. We say all the time, if you do not have an agenda for your own life, then you'll surrender and align yourself to others' agendas over and over again. Baby, you take the last few seconds.
Both the abuser and the victim are operating from self-love voids. And when two people with self-love voids come together, the results are usually deadly, especially if enough time goes by. The abuser has possession consciousness because they need somebody to fill this void. And that's when they say, you're mine, you belong to me, you're my property.
Yes.
So you have to recognize those tendencies in you, potential abuser, when you think you need to get someone else and lock them down and hold them hostage to fill a void and to deal with cracks in your foundation,
yes,
that really only you can deal with.
Because you're not going to have a lasting love until you have a strong foundation for it to stand on. Okay? So your relationships will continue to be cyclical. You'll continue to have people coming in and out of your life until you come from a space of self-love. And Carlise, thank you for this. Carlise Burke, love you, Carlise, just said, do not forget the same-sex domestic violence situations.
Yes.
There's her favorite charity, Art Heals Trauma, is dedicated to same-sex domestic violence situations, and we applaud the heck out of those who help people in saving them. But we in the grown zone are about preventing, okay? We want to prevent domestic violence, and for those of you who have been in it, then you don't have to continue to attract that kind of thing, but we're telling you, if you don't feel those cracks, then some more of it is coming. So you got to feel those cracks.
Go to grownadvice.com to get our free ebook, because it really does lay down the basic foundations of what you need to be requiring to have healthy love in your life. And once you set those requirements, then you will avoid getting on this path that leads to domestic violence and, unfortunately, murder and death.
That's right. For those of you who just heard this show, go share it with somebody. Go tell somebody to come and hear this. Go put it on your social media pages. Tell people to listen to this. So, because we are changing the conversation about what love is and saving lives. All right? Until next time, y'all,
live and love in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy.